They say that when you approach a woman, you approach two things. You approach the woman herself, and then the accusations she will make. And when you're rejected as a man often enough, and often in a very rude way, you think to yourself, why am I doing this to myself? And sometimes you just let it be. You simply tick off the topic of relationships and concentrate on what makes you happy. Today, any man who goes up to a woman he never met before and tries to strike up a friendly conversation with her runs the real risk of being harassed roughly by law enforcement and even getting arrested and charged with a crime that he never did. This is no exaggeration. A man's life could be ruined just for saying hello. So, it's no wonder men have started to back off from approaching women and asking them out. It's just not worth it anymore. Women are frustrated that men have finally started to put value on themselves and realize that they don't need a woman to validate them. That men no longer want to deal with headaches, narcissism, greed, and disrespect. Welcome to the real world, ladies. And remember, you asked for this. You moaned and complained that you didn't want men approaching you and creeping you out. You are strong and independent and don't need a man. You only want the top 1%. You got it. What these women lack is basic empathy. They do not understand where the men are coming from in this situation, why they're not approaching women, and why even more men will stop approaching women in the future. You see, men are sick of being misled, turned down, used, exploited, cheated on, and ignored. They've faced all of this in the last couple of decades, and they don't want to face this anymore. Why do guys no longer approach women the same way they used to? Before social media, smartphones, and the internet, there was no direct method to contact women no matter how far away they were from you. Men used to physically approach women and express their interest in them back then, since there was no other method to engage with women. In the modern world, both men and women have access to each other from anywhere and at any time. There was a lot of work involved back then. Everything needed to be planned in advance. It was easier, and maybe a bit more exciting as well. You probably had a picture in your head of someone you saw and loved, since you didn't have the luxury of looking her up on social media. And this is what compelled guys to go see the woman in person and request their time with her. People dated largely inside their own groups back then, since that was how things operated at the time. The distances were far and wide, and always became a problem. Unlike today, when you can get in touch with someone from across the world and get to know them online in real time. So men and women both did not have such luxuries back then, and in fact, did not have the luxury of being able to interact with just about anyone they liked. There were formalities involved. The girls had to get permission. The guys had to take the girls' parents' permission before they could meet them. There was little interaction back then. Before getting married, men had a maximum of 2 opportunities to meet and get to know women. Because they had no other choice, guys had no choice but to approach women. And for this reason, I believe that the level of chemistry, connection, and mutual understanding was much higher than it is now due to the numerous distractions we face nowadays. On social media, a person seeking someone could like one person, but they might also like 5 others. They would have half-hearted conversations online, and even during dating, they'd still be engrossed in their phones trying to get the perfect click for the gram or speaking on a group chat. I mean, we are super connected now as compared to before, yet we are utterly disconnected from each other and our realities. It's crazy. So why aren't men approaching women anymore and asking them out? I think it's because men usually see the pros and cons of everything before they take any action. And the cons of approaching women these days are far higher than the pros. Men don't see any benefit in approaching women. Approaching women is almost certain to get humiliated, labeled a creep, or just ignored and socially ostracized today. Why? Because women view men on average as predators, or guys just being desperate. Sure, they'll be okay if they already know a guy and want him to approach, that's another thing. But for a man to approach an unknown woman is not worth it. The risks are too great. Social humiliation and complete ignorance, along with a general fear of getting turned down, just seem too risky. The average woman would embarrass the average guy more frequently than not if he politely approached her to start a discussion. I saw a video where a man tries to speak to a lady without being impolite or weird, and she just makes a complete fool of him. As I saw this unfold, I found myself wondering why in the world I would want to approach a woman today. We also need to realize that various guys are treated differently by different women in order to understand why this is taking place. Here's the problem. Women expect men to approach them the same way they've been approaching them in the past. But in the past, circumstances were different. Men and women were more comfortable in their own skin and in their own gender. Men knew they were responsible for providing for women, and women knew they were responsible for taking care of the men and for giving birth to children and raising families. So, the norm at that time allowed men to approach women and allowed women to expect that men would approach them. Approaching women was a thing of the past. But the reality is that isn't anymore. Women don't realize that reality and expect the same royal treatment they used to get back then. They're so used to being handed over everything by men that they feel entitled to it all, even now. And that is the reason why men don't approach women anymore. It's because reality has changed. Why should men approach women when the circumstances are not the same anymore? Wokey feminist women talk about equality all the time and expect to be treated differently when there's no reason for men to do that. Women are not okay with men being the providers and almost want to take a man's place in society. Yet they still want the goodies of the past. It's the definition of hypocrisy, if you ask me. We live in weird times where men are absolutely and completely guilty until and unless they're proven not guilty. The default assumption of society, the law, and people, in general, is that men are always guilty and women are always the victims. This is why men have started to be cautious and protect themselves however they can in public places and even inside offices. Men have been treated as a punch bag by society for decades. Women want to be passive and put all of the risks on men to approach them and for many other things. And they can sit back and analyze and criticize men for their perceived poor decisions, or they disagree with their approach. If they can do it better, go ahead. But fear and insecurity keep them from doing so. Men are expected to overcome those fears and insecurities no matter what. Hypocrisy at its finest. Feminism has been a boon in one aspect alone: to give women some confidence, which ends up becoming aggressiveness, which turns men off in a big way. They should take that confidence to approach a guy they may have an eye on, not with the intention of starting a relationship, but maybe just to get to know that person. It doesn't have to mean being friend-zoned. The main reason why they don't is that they don't want to be treated like how they treated men when being approached. Rude rejection is something they need to accept in their day-to-day lives, just so they can even slightly understand what a man goes through. Men are now starting to wake up and understand all of this. They don't have time to waste worrying about women who make interacting with them pointless. Women don't appear to be aware of how essentially rigged the game is against guys. They desire what they desire. Men will also no longer engage in accepting the unsupportive behaviors of woman. They're done being used for nothing. This is happening in 2023, and I predict this will keep on happening for the next 10 years. After that, there will come a time when it will be normal for guys to not approach women, and women will have to really work to get a man's attention to get a bit of the free validation they used to get before. For women, it's always about validation. And that's never going to change, no matter how independent, woke, or liberated they become. They will always need guys and other women to validate them for everything they do. Thanks for watching The Circle of Kings. As always, we're looking forward to your support, so please hit the like button, share this video with your friends, and subscribe to the channel to stay updated with everything all kings like yourself need to know.